Hello, welcome to I Don't Know JoJo with me, JoJo, and
me, Kev, on stage.
Today, we're going to be talking about things that don't make sense to me, like how you have to pay to a doctor if you get hurt, which I don't think makes sense. Okay, so for example, if you get in a car crash, and your life gets saved from a doctor or doctors, I don't think you should pay to get saved. That their job is to save you, yes, and they should get paid, but I don't think you should pay them, especially because of how expensive it is. Obviously, I don't know the exact price for anything. I just know, you know, surgery and stuff, that's a lot, right?
Yes.
Yeah, see? See, I knew it! See? I feel like you shouldn't have to pay for something that you didn't want happening. Like, why would you... Your car got crashed, it probably doesn't work, it's bad. And you got hurt a lot? I feel like it doesn't... Why? Why would you ever want to get in a car crash? How would that help you in any way, shape, or form? I just feel like you shouldn't have to pay for that.
So, if you don't pay, who should? Or how should the doctors get paid?
Government or something, I don't know. It's not you.
So you think the government should get should pay?
Well, I mean, who do they pay? They get taxes, right?
Yeah, they do. In other countries, they have free healthcare.
Okay, that's good. So... Wait, what?
In other countries, they have where they take the taxes from the people, the U's and I's of the world. The hospitals and doctors are paid out of those taxes, or at least subsidized by those taxes. A lot of countries think it's foreign. The idea of paying for your doctor out of your pocket is foreign. And
foreign?
Like an idea that doesn't make sense.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. So
then why is it not everywhere?
The short answer is capitalism.
What is that?
Capitalism is the idea that, you know...
Oh, wait. Sorry. While you're looking that up, actually.
Okay. I want to explain it to you simpler than I understand it by explaining it. I've never actually had to explain it.
Okay. Well, the Jake Paul fight, or was it Jake Paul or Logan Paul?
Jake Paul.
Jake Paul versus the MMA fighter.
That's also capitalism.
Sure was a fight.
Sure was something, wasn't it?
And boom, the fight was over. 14 seconds. Why? Why did the ref call it so early? I wasn't even watching the full 4 hours. I just randomly went in downstairs. You guys are watching it on the big screen downstairs. And I just came down randomly. I think I wanted water. And then I saw the fight was about to start, so I was like, might as well.
You might as well.
Why? 14, 15 seconds?
People are saying that he threw that fight. Ben Askren.
But I feel like the ref shouldn't have called that. He got back up like, yeah, okay.
Well, if they threw the fight, that means the ref would be in on it. People think that they wanted Jake Paul.
That's legal? You can do that?
It's not legal, but it happens. The idea is they want Jake Paul to make them money.
Wait, okay, so it seems like that happened. 14 seconds against an MMA fighter?
Who, I saw a video of him fighting somebody else, and he definitely could take a punch. He could take that punch. That guy was punching him with...
It was 14 seconds worth of punches. Less! He wasn't even punching like, the entire time.
Yeah.
I messed up my microphone. Anyway, what is capitalism?
Capitalism, an economic and political system in which countries' trade and industry are controlled by private owners for profit rather than by the state. So essentially, things are a business.
What
so
things?
Healthcare, insurance, things like that. So instead of, like, you pay taxes and the government says, okay, hospitals are free because you pay for taxes.
Okay.
Therefore, we're not going to charge everyday citizens for mm-hmm. hospitals. Capitalism says, well, in order to get the best, this is how they sell it, not necessarily true, but in order to get the best, people should be able to open businesses and you should be able to choose, do you want to go to Dr. A or Dr. B? And if you have more money, you can go to a better doctor. If you're a better doctor, you can command more money, things of that nature. So that's how you get governments I mean, that's how you get to pay for your hospital visit as opposed to it being covered by the government.
Okay, so I think I understand, but I feel like if you're in a, again, with a car crash, I'm probably going to use that a lot.
That's good. That's fine.
Then how, you're not, I feel like, why would you let them choose? You know, I don't know if I want to go to Dr. A or Dr. B. You know, Dr. B is a bit more expensive. B for a bit for more expensive. And A for and worse. like, I feel like you wouldn't be healthy, stable. What?
Yeah, I mean, well, it's simply designed for people to run businesses. So if people, the idea is if you're competing for the best business, then the best doctors will command more money. And believers in capitalism believe that that makes things better because you get the best of what people have to offer.
So they just want a lot of money. Yes.
The long and short of it is yes.
So is that like a government thing where it's like it's a Republican?
It's an economic system. There's also communism, and I'll explain that to you too. Communism is the idea that
is that like a
another economic thing? No, there's basically communism, capitalism, and socialism are the three that I know the most about.
Okay.
Communism says instead of having private property and private and profit, basically, the government says, you know what? We're going to make, you know, pretty much everybody equal.
Okay.
So.
Well, that sounds good.
Wait,
like equal in money-wise? Or like everything, everybody pays the same for wherever they are?
And there's like only so rich you can get. Like you, okay. I think, I don't know exactly how to explain this easily. But the idea is you eliminate private property and.
Wait, why private? Why are you getting away? Why?
That I don't know exactly why, but I think sometimes private property leads to wealth, leads to people having more than others, and the idea is that there's no wealth. It's wealth redistribution, from what I understand. I should do more research before I talk to you.
Wait, so which is better? I assume communism, right?
Well, it depends. I think here's the easier answer. Well, hold on, before I answer that. There's also socialism.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that one. Socialism. Because there's a lot.
I think that's kind of what you're talking about. Socialism is an economic and political system that the means of making, moving, and trading wealth should be owned and controlled by the workers. This means that money made belongs to the workers who make the products instead of the group of private owners. And...
what?
So, if... You work for Apple, right? Uh-huh. Making iPhones. Usually what happens is the people at the top of that company get the most money. Steve Jobs, okay. Who creates Apple. From what I understand about socialism, if you work in a socialism thing, you guys make the iPhones. We, the people, we're making them. We make the choice. We make the decisions. We redistribute the money because we're the ones actually on our feet.
Wait, what?
Man, I don't know, Joe. Just listen, man. I don't know. I'm doing my best to teach you, but it's I've never had to explain it to an 11-year-old.
Well, schools do that. Oh, right. They suck. Sorry if that was loud, but also, they suck. It's a dumb system.
I'll do more research on these, on how to explain it to you. But the bottom line is everything has its pros and cons. No system, capitalism, communism, socialism, none are like, oh, this one's perfect, this one's bad. A lot of them depend on where you're born, grew up, the ideas you hold, your community, things like that. And they work or fail based on what the community thinks. Nobody loves them all. So let me see if it's easier to do it like this. This might be easier.
Okay.
So let's do the pros and cons of capitalism first. Okay. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Pros. Incentives to be rich. Encourage innovation. Firms have incentives to be efficient. Consumers free to choose products they desire. Prevents large bureaucratic government. Better than alternatives. Cons. Firms can
Hold on. Sorry. Better than alternatives?
I don't know what that means. Just, I don't know. I was just like, what? This is better than those. That's a pro. Cons. Firms can gain monopoly power and exploit consumers.
What is this? Sorry, I keep interrupting. That's okay. Is this communism or?
No, this is capitalism. These are the cons of capitalism. Firms can gain monopoly power and exploit consumers. Like if one company owns all the gas, all the rights to all the gas, then they can decide gas is no longer $4, it's $10.
Oh,
and there's nothing you can do about it because we own gas. You need it to drive. You can't make it. Sucks to be you. Firms with monopsony power can pay low.
Monopoly.
No, it says monopsony. I don't know what that means,
Monopoly,
though.
Monopoly, father.
Power can pay low wages. Externalities can damage the environment. Tends to lead to large inequality. Super rich, super poor. Okay. Prone to boom and bust economic cycles.
What is boom and bust?
Boom and bust is like, man, it's great. We're all making money. We're all living, baby, high on the hog.
Oh.
Then, actually, our jobs are all lost. This sucks. We can't do anything.
Like a sugar crash.
Exactly. And if you're struggling from that boom and bust system, you should use BetterHelp.
Whoa, guys.
BetterHelp is an amazing situation that helps the average day person have access to great therapy. Is there something interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals? You know, if you're having a tough time, a tough week, tough month, couple of months, you need a professional to help you with. I know I do. I go to therapy every other Monday. And in between then, I often use BetterHelp. You know why? Because I need somebody to talk to. Somebody to help guide me through these crazy times. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You can start communicating in under 48 hours. It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It's professional counseling done securely online. There's a broad range of expertise available, which may not be locally available in many areas. The service is available for clients worldwide. You can log into your account anytime and send a message to your counselor. You'll get timely and thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule weekly video sessions or phone sessions, so you won't ever have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room as with traditional therapy.
It's way better because of COVID, because, you know, you can do it online. Isn't that great?
That,
I know.
That is great. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change counselors if needed. It's more affordable than the traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. Visit their website and read their testimonials that are posted daily at www.betterhelp.com/reviews. And listeners of JoJo's podcast, if you visit betterhelp.com/JoJo, that's BETTERHELP, and join the over 1 million people who've taken charge of their mental health with the help of experienced professionals. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, that they are recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and I don't know, listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/JoJo. And right now, tonight for dinner, I have no idea what to cook. Mommy is gone, hanging out with her friend. I don't want to do Postmates. I don't want Uber Eats. We've already done that today. Mm-hmm. I want a home-cooked meal, but I don't know what to make. I don't know what to eat, and I'm not a great cook. So thankfully, HelloFresh is there to save the day.
Whoa, that's pretty fresh.
With HelloFresh, you get fresh, pre-measured ingredients and mouth-watering seasonal recipes delivered right to your door. Listen, guys.
Your door.
I don't want to walk around the grocery store looking for each ingredient, not knowing what to cook, how to cook it, what recipe, spending 2 and 3 hours trying to figure it out. I don't want to do that.
Ain't nobody want to do that.
HelloFresh gives me the recipe, gives me the food, gives me the ingredients, everything I need right in a box. All I have to do is follow the simple instructions and feed my little children, and they'll be happy.
I'm not little.
HelloFresh offers 25 recipes to choose from each week, from vegetarian meals to craft burgers and extra special gourmet options. There's something for everyone to enjoy. All the recipes designed and tested by professional chefs and nutritional experts to ensure deliciousness and simplicity for you. Now listen to this. Go to HelloFresh.com/12JoJo. And use the code 12JoJo for 12 free meals, including shipping. Go to HelloFresh.com/12JoJo and use 12JoJo for 12 free meals, including free shipping. Elevate your eating with a healthier lifestyle, delicious, low-calorie, carb-smart, and vegetarian options available each week with HelloFresh. Okay, So you got the cons of, pros and cons of capitalism. You got that? Let's do the pros and cons of communism.
Is this like a worldwide thing?
What's that?
Like everybody has their own different system, or everybody mainly has one system?
It's spread across.
Okay.
There's big and small countries of each. Okay, pros of communism. Everyone gets the same chance, excluding government officials, for practical application of communism. It's a theory where everyone should receive the same chance to build a life for themselves.
Okay, sounds good.
Number two, almost everyone is employed. In also true good. Communist structure, you are asked to contribute to the society as you are able. That means almost everyone is employed in some way. Increased employment can lead to lower crime rates, especially with government structure, which guarantees the basics of life provided. Number three, almost everyone is educated. Number four, agriculture and manufacturing are emphasized. And the cons are, individual rights are restricted. The goal of communism is to have people working towards common goals and needs. For that reason, people are not free to pursue their own interests. Their job assignments are based on what the community requires for survival. Someone might be a great writer on comparing pros and cons of subjects, but if the community needs an auto mechanic for the common good, then guess what? That writer gets to be an auto mechanic. Two, there is no unauthorized opposition. In communist structure, there is one overall entity which controls the message and the agenda of the society. They have an absolute rule over law and even outlaw private ownership of capitalistic items such as currency or property. Number three, people are kept in ignorance. The design of communism feels Orwellian when implemented. I believe that's Orson Welles. I don't know. The single party can control the message that people receive within the country. There's rarely any contact with the outside world that has not been screened by the government first. That means the population can think they're informed on current events, but in reality, they are purposely kept in ignorance for the benefit of the community.
Okay, pause. That was a lot. So first, I forgot to do this, but I didn't think about it. I'm gonna review. Communism. This one sounds good, but then it also sounds bad. Obviously, I heard the pros and cons. It sounds good. From what I'm hearing, everybody has an equal chance, right? And around everybody has the same amount of money, a little bit more, a little bit less. So, first thing comes to mind for me is there's no homeless people, which is good. I like that. Second thing, nobody gets to do what they want if there's something that has to be done. Like you said, if you're really good at writing and you like writing, or like how I like soccer, but you don't need an entertainer in the sports industry, then you're not going to be a soccer player. And that's just kind of, well, I mean, okay, then I guess that sucks for you. So I don't like that. I feel like they could, not they, obviously, you know, this isn't a perfect world, but if it was, then I don't think you should have everybody. I feel like everybody, there should be enough people to where what people like, they can do, and it can still help the, you know, wherever, community, village, I don't know, city, you know, state, whatever. I feel like it shouldn't be, we need this, and you want to be this, but also we need this, so it's kind of like, well, I guess you're going to be this.
Yeah.
Sucks to suck.
Everything for the great good.
My evening is in danger.
Yes.
I tried. I forgot what you said for greater good.
I am the only greater good that you ever need, or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I forgot. Anyway. Communism and... I already forgot. What's the name?
Communism.
No, the second. The Capitalism. First one. Capitalism, yeah. That just doesn't seem good. Just a bunch of work, and then you get lots of money, and that's it. From what I'm understanding, it's just very money-based instead of people-based, which it makes me think they care more about the money than the people, and that's just not good, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Let me continue?
Yeah.
The last one on this article is violence tend, or no, there's a couple more, I'm sorry. Violence tend to be the only option for dissent because only authorized dissent is allowed in communism. People who feel like their voices are not being heard tend to resort to violence to make their point. Number five, earning is limited. There are specific caps placed on the amount of income that can be earned by individuals within the structure of the government. These hard caps make it difficult for innovation to grow because there's no motivation to work harder. People know they need to complete a specific level of productivity to reach their goal, and they stop there. It often results in poverty. Communism, being poor. Okay. Communism might have the goal of uplifting everyone in society, but in reality, it often drives most households into poverty. The structure is easy to manipulate for government officials because only one entity has oversight over everybody else. No savings are allowed.
No sins?
Savings.
Saving? Oh, you can, what?
That's if funny. A household were to accumulate some level of wealth, that wealth belongs to the community and not the family. There is no precedent for inheritance under true communism because everything belongs to the singular party, state, or government. Employment may go up, but meaningful employment goes down. You're essentially working to earn a paycheck, and you'll never really see. You get enough to provide for yourself, but the remainder of your wages and productivity goes to the community. Goes on to say many people living with this form of government aren't allowed to pursue their passions because they don't have the final say in their career.
Was that it, or is there more?
That was it for this article. Mind that, you, this
that
is just
a lot of article.
That's just one article. Per each one, I'm sure a writer of a different article would. So let's do, I wish the same one did communism. This has a short one. And this is socialism, the last one that I know off the top of my head. Pros, more equal society, reduction of poverty, regulates excess of the free market, externalities, monopoly, and monopsony, which I need to look up. Universal healthcare improves living standards and labor productivity, promotes common good and social welfare rather than selfish aims. More equal society increases cohesion, can promote like working together, coming together.
Okay, the power of friendship.
Can promote protection of the environment. Cons, higher tax reduces incentives to invest and work. Entrepreneurs may prefer to move to tax havens abroad. Welfare state can create disincentives to work. Government failure in regulation and ownership of the industry. Express labor market regulation can lead to less employment and structural employment. Powerful unions cause antagonism between workers and owners.
Okay. Still a lot. Couldn't really take it all in.
Yeah.
Something's in my eye. All right. Why is this not taught in school? What? I've never heard of any of these things before. And if I have, I forgot. Or I've seen it on YouTube. Why is this? Why?
I bet you there's an easier, like, we should watch more of this at home.
Okay.
Back in the day, there was a thing, it was like so negative to be thought of as a communist that people were getting thrown in jail just for being accused of communism.
Well,
the United States was going to war with Russia, USSR, and United States. That? It's a Soviet Union. It's basically Russia.
It's a Soviet Union.
It's it was like an Eastern power, like a government that was as powerful as the United States. They were enemies. Russia was, I don't know if it's why they're enemies, but Russia was built on communism. The United States built on capitalism, and they fought in the World War II. But anyway, communism was such a big deal that if you were just like, hey, I heard Georgia was a communist, they could like arrest you and be like, are you a communist? Are you? You'd be like, no, we heard you were. Ah! Like, it was like serious. You could not be a communist. So anyway.
Even the, you could have just said, hey, I've heard you were a communist.
Yes, and people
But what if there's no proof or evidence or anything?
Just sucked to be you.
Wait, what?
People again. There was a guy named John McCarthy, I believe, and he was like the leader of this, like, I heard you was a communist movement. So they would interrogate people. It was called McCarthyism. It was a whole thing.
What? So you could just say, hey, you're a communism. Bye.
I heard you were a communist.
Communist. Bye. I heard you were going. Bye. That isn't. What?
Yeah.
How long ago was this?
I think in the...
Oh, wait, World War II?
I want to say the 50s? Let me see.
Well, good, because I don't know when World War II was.
Do you realize how much smarter we are that we can just look up almost anything we want,
mm-hmm.
whenever we want? 1940s through mm-hmm. the 50s.
We shouldn't, though, because school should teach us. But it's dumb, so it doesn't. Okay, in a perfect world, feel like best government system would be the government pays for more things. From what I know, again, school doesn't teach me anything about the government. I have no idea how it works or what it does uses taxes for.
Mm-hmm.
What does it use taxes for?
A lot. Everything from paving roads, paying for police.
Wait, hold on. They pay people to pay roads, but not...
Pave.
Make roads?
Yeah.
But not doctors that save lives?
Yes.
What? Sorry. What?
Yes.
What?
Build schools, pay teachers.
Okay.
Schools are subsidized by taxes.
The government pays teachers?
Mm-hmm. School district in public schools, those are funded by the government.
Hold on, but then you have to pay to go to school.
You don't.
Wait, you don't have to pay to go to school?
School is free. Public school is free.
What?
For public school, it's free.
Huh.
Yeah. I mean, you have to pay for lunch, but... The teachers...
I thought it was... You had to pay.
No. School is free.
Huh.
Yeah. Private school is not free. If I wanted you to go to a private school in LA, I would pay. And generally, capitalism here, if me and a whole bunch of rich friends are like, let's pay, which is basically what private schools are, let's pay the best teachers, and then... Our school is no longer free, so we make sure only a certain amount of kids get in, and then they end up getting a better education because they have the best teachers, access to the best resources, and stuff like that.
Okay, and then public kids... but why would you allow students to just have a better education system for their entire childhood?
Because they have money?
Just because they wanted to pay.
That's capitalism, baby. If you have money, you have access to the better things in life. The best, everything. Oh, okay. Doctors, lawyers, cars.
Wait, hold on. You can just pay for better lawyers and then that could just get you out of jail?
Yes.
What? I don't... What?
Yes. That's why rich people are not... They don't go to jail nearly as much as poor people because they get better lawyers. Better lawyers win them cases that people who are not good lawyers probably couldn't win.
You don't just get random lawyers?
No.
And
if you're poor, you get random lawyers. You get public defenders who are paid for by taxes, and they're not usually the best because people who are the best can command
them. That shouldn't be allowed, though. You shouldn't. If you're rich, then you just don't go to jail?
I mean, you still go to jail sometimes, but your chances of going to jail are a lot lower because you...
I don't feel like that's... Well, I guess you could just get a random bad lawyer.
Let me tell you one thing. Let me tell you one thing that's probably going to help your life. It's not fair. So thinking that it's going to be fair is not going to help you. A fair is a place where you eat a funnel cake and you look at a pig. It's not life. That's what makes people want to have more money so they can have better lives. But it's nothing. None of that is fair.
That's dumb.
It's not fair. No.
That's dumb.
Yeah.
Did you have anything else to say about anything being dumb about school not teaching me anything about this ever?
No, I'm going to show you. When we get home, I'm going to show you some YouTube videos that will explain this a little bit more easily than I was able to in there. Because I don't want this to be your only conversation because I've never had to break. I've understood it as I studied it a little bit more in college, but I never have had to explain it off the top of my head. So I'm just like, But now your mind is open to the possibility.
Of what?
Of everything that happens in the world. So much of your life is based on who you are, where you're born, and what your parents have. If you were the same JoJo, grew up to a poor family in India or a rich family in Brazil, or to your parents who were like poor and then did okay, so much of your life is framed off of that.
Mm. But, okay.
That's enough for today.
Yep.
See you next week, guys. Thank you, Patreon, for the suggestions. God bless you.
Thank you.